The global market for male grooming products is booming. It's projected to reach nearly $61 billion by 2020. According to Euromonitor, that's the global market. It's already valued at nearly $17.5 billion in the U.S., maybe even $20 million, according to some estimates these days. We thought we would bring in this morning Anthony Kayyum, the president of the shops at MERS, and to talk a little bit about this. Of course, MERS Apothecary, historic landmark destination in Chicago since 1875. So we're very excited to talk about this today with Anthony. Anthony, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you having me.
Everybody, I think, is familiar with MERS. You have decided to expand a little bit. Let's see, there's the location of MERS up in Lincoln Park in the one downtown, and now there's the shops at MERS. Tell us about this.
Yeah, sure. So our flagship store in Lincoln Square is MERS Apothecary, and you know, as you mentioned, we've been in business since 1875. About 4 years ago, we decided to really, we saw the men's business growing, and we realized we had one of the best selections in the country that we had been working on of shaving, grooming, beard care, you name it, just about everything for men's grooming. And we decided to take it up a notch and let the world know that. So we started a brand that was sort of based on my brothers and myself called Q Brothers. We had been doing videos online and getting a lot of attention for them. And we really focused on seeing if we could make a world-class selection. And I think we did that. We've been acknowledged it by GQ and other publications as one of the best store openings in the world. So that was under the Q Brothers brand. And it was really exciting, and we were getting a lot of attention. And we literally have every day men coming in on their way in and out of town from business trips saying, I heard you have the best selection of men's products anywhere. So it's been fun to watch that happen. But then what we decided to do is to see if we could do something for everyone and take the beauty and fragrance business, fragrance for men and women, especially focused on independent fragrance, and then the beauty business, meaning skincare and makeup, up to that world-class level as well. And that's what we've done with the shops at MERS, which we officially opened this past week, and we're excited to get everyone in there. Continue having men come in, but hopefully bring a new clientele that is maybe not, doesn't realize that there is a whole new world of beauty and fragrance out there that is kind of reaching a new mainstream level.
Congratulations, by the way, on the success. It's always nice to have people coming off the street and say, hey, I hear you're the best. That must be the best for you to hear. I wanted to talk to you about, because I mentioned some stats going in to our interview at the beginning about all how many billions this is growing. I found one other note, too, about how it is brick and mortar, not necessarily online, where most of these sales are happening. Do you find that that's the case? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, we've been lucky. We have an online presence, a significant online presence, both on our own site, which is smallflower.com. That's our e-commerce brand, and on Amazon. But I would say the exciting part is brick and mortar in this industry. You know, we're in a specialty portion of the industry, and it is huge and it is growing. And I think that you know, unlike many other industries where brick and mortar maybe is really on the downturn, I think that when you have an area that is sensorial, so either people want to touch the products, try them on, feel them, and requires expertise, that's a great combination for brick and mortar at a time when maybe you don't hear much good news about brick and mortar, you know? So that is the case. And we really have focused on bringing expertise to our stores. So we have a makeup artist, we have a fragrance expert, esthetician, a pharmacist, an aromatherapist. So our whole thing is that, you know, you're going to get a level of service that you cannot find necessarily just going online.
Yeah, it's hard to scratch and sniff something too in a magazine and know that that's what you want. It's good to go. And you mentioned something earlier, independent fragrances. Talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, what does that encompass, and why is that so popular?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think a lot of people, when I'm a fragrance junkie, and this is an area that I'm that's especially close to my heart. I think a lot of people think of fragrances as a department store counter that you run through so that you don't get sprayed or accosted, you know, as you pass through. And really, that fragrance is, I mean, it's, it may still be large, but I think the exciting part of fragrance is that there are independent producers and small niche brands that are doing fragrance that is not department store fragrance. The idea is putting much more effort into the ingredients and quality of the fragrance, and it's focused less on sort of selling you based on the celebrity behind it or the brand name, and having you find something, whoever you are, man, woman, it doesn't really matter, find something that will be one of a kind and really make you feel like, ah, that's how I want to smell. And so that's been the driving force behind the industry, and I think it started out as something that was really a tiny part of the fragrance industry, but it is actually the fastest growing part of the fragrance industry, and it's we're seeing right now independent companies being either bought up or attempted to be bought up by these mainstream brands as they recognize that people want something exciting and different, and maybe the mainstream fragrance has sort of gotten to a place that isn't very intriguing anymore.
Anthony, what have been the challenges of marketing Murs? I know that you mentioned earlier you had some great press in GQ, and others have written about you as well. But what are the challenges, and how have you managed to make it successful?
You know, the challenge is really just letting people know everything that we do, because we've been in business so long and we cover, you know, we're health, natural, personal care, beauty, fragrance, men's grooming. I think part of it is getting people in and letting them realize that, wow, you have all of these different things that you can offer and that we have expertise. So I think what we've done is we've focused on telling that story through social media, through videos. I think the videos have been really great for us. We've been doing a lot of YouTube videos under our Small Flower e-commerce brand, so it's called Small Flower TV, and we're able to do product reviews and educational videos. So my brother and I did a wet shaving 101, like how to shave with a brush and a safety razor, and you know, hundreds of thousands of views. It's been a while since I've looked at the exact count. But I think that that's a great way to do it, because honestly, we did that video years ago and people are still discovering it. And when I'm in the store, I'll still have guys come in and say, hey, I just watched your shaving video. And so I think that that's to us, that seems like an exciting way to market it, because it's not about sort of a quick press release and then it's done. It's saying, how can we sort of form a relationship where people know to come to us and ask us questions?
What are the demographics like? Is it a younger clientele that's driving the push forward here, or does it span all of the different age groups?
I think it spans, for us, we're noticing all the different age groups. I think it's different parts of what we do are appealing to different people. I would say that the fragrance and cosmetic skews slightly younger than like the health and personal care area of our business, but I would say still it's not a youth-driven business. I would say, you know, mid-20s through mid-40s, probably for the fragrance business it's the primary customer, but I wouldn't say that there's any really one group. We have customers. There was a customer in last week. She was 97 years old and has been shopping with us forever and came in and got her makeup done with one of these new clean beauty brands that we are offering. And it was pretty, it was a fun day for us in the store to see someone kind of, you know, of that age tuned into what's going on at the younger, hip end of the market.
Very cool. So, Anthony, again, it's the shops at Murs. How can we find it again? Where do we go? And give us all the particulars.
Yeah, sure. MERZApothecary.com. That's MERZ. Apothecary is our website. We have a store in Lincoln Square, and the shops at Murs is adjoined and adjacent to that. We have Murs downtown at the Palmer House main entrance on Monroe. And our e-commerce business is smallflower.com.
All right. Very good of you to be with us this morning. Congratulations again on your success, and please come back and join us sometime.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Anthony Kayyem is the president of the shops at MERS. It's MERS Apothecary.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, futures are pointing toward opening losses later this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures are down 89 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures off about a quarter to a third. Now, agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Ori and Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. The big news, if it comes true tomorrow, is that President Trump is expected to announce the lifting of a federal ban on summer sales of higher ethanol blends of gasoline. He'll be in Iowa tomorrow, and according to two sources, will be making the announcement there at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the lifting of the summer ban on so-called E15 gasoline is expected to be coupled with restrictions on trading biofuel credits that underpin the program. And then World Dairy Expo, Saturday afternoon. For only the second time in World Dairy Expo's 52-year history, the supreme champion of the Junior Show and the supreme champion of World Dairy Expo are the same cow. Exhibited by Kyle Barton of New York, the grand champion Brown Swiss, and the 2018 supreme champion of the Junior Show. You have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.